Springwater Township Council has thrown its unanimous support behind an in-house solution for growth and is prepared to update and expand its official plan to make it happen. At Wednesday night's meeting, Township Council backed a motion introduced by Cown. Anita Moore that would have staff investigate what would be needed to consider an expansion of the Midhurst Secondary Plan area to the east of Midhurst to include the Highway 400 corridor. She said the joint land needs assessment and study that was done by Hempson Consulting as part of the City of Barrie's boundary expansion proposal confirmed that Barrie and Springwater are part of the same regional market, and that housing growth in Springwater's Midhurst Secondary Plan area may necessitate the expedited designation of employment lands to maintain balanced community development. All of the objectives of the joint land needs analysis and study can be achieved if Springwater, rather than Barrie, were to approve the proposed annexation land for both residential and employment purposes, Moore said. The councillor explained that, under the new provincial planning statement, PPS, a policy document outlining how Ontario will use and develop its land, major transit station areas have a new section policy and councils can set targets for those areas and protections for those high transportation corridors, identifying strategic sites for investment, as well as pushing for intensification of employment uses. This map, contained in the Hempson report, shows four areas for possible expansion of Barrie's border. Image supplied. We are protecting employment areas near major goods movement facilities and corridors while protecting settlement areas for housing, she said. According to Moore, the PPS gives Springwater Council the authority to expand settlement area boundaries. Specifically, planning authorities, which is what a council would be considered, are to identify strategic growth areas and make them the focus of growth and development with a view to accommodate significant population and employment growth, she said. Councils are to assess and update employment areas and official plans to ensure the designation is appropriate to the planned function of those areas, Moore added. To that end, Township Council directed staff to report back to Council with information regarding the planning process necessary to consider an expansion of the Midhurst Secondary Plan area specifically to the east of Midhurst to include the Highway 400 corridor. Report back regarding the provincially significant employment zones. Report back with the confirmed capacity of the ultimate treatment facility to verify Springwater's ability to independently service the identified study area and the potential settlement area expansion. Report back with an update on the status of the growth management study that is currently underway. Prioritize and expedite the initial focus of the study to include the Midhurst settlement area expansion over to Highway 400. Return the report no later than June 2025. Moore's motion was praised by her fellow councillors. Moving forward in this direction gives us the opportunity for Springwater to look at developing both residential and employment lands in line with the province's mandate, said Cown. Danielle Alexander. It allows us to do it ourselves as opposed to having Barrie annex the lands and do it for us. It puts us in a place where we can go down that road and do this work ourselves, she added. Cown. Phil Fisher said he found the motion very innovative and was thrilled that council was forging ahead. I think the motion speaks for itself, he said. I think many of us have long since thought that Springwater needs to find an in-house solution, a solution for ourselves. I think it has amazing potential for not only future growth but future employment, Fisher added. According to Doug Heron, Springwater's interim chief administrative officer and director of planning and development, Moore's motion is about realizing the growth potential of the township. This discussion tonight is largely related to where are we going to grow, Heron said following council's decision. Where are we going to exercise growth? We're going to try and investigate other opportunities where Springwater can basically hold its own fate in its own hands.